WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Velvet Goldmine is the new film written and directed by Todd Haynes about the glam rock scene in London during the early 70s. Haynes' other films include Poison and Safe. Our film critic John Powers has a review.
Velvet Goldmine is about the allure of surfaces, how they lie, but also how they tell the truth. It stars Jonathan Rhys-Meyers as Brian Slade, an enigmatic David Bowie-like rock god who fakes his own assassination during a 1974 concert. 10 years later, a newspaper wants a piece on whatever happened to Brian Slade, and the assignment falls to English journalist Arthur Stewart. He's played by Christian Bale. As Arthur interviews the star's old cronies, a la Citizen Kane, we see flashbacks to Slade's career, his bisexuality and drug use, his marriage to an American expat, played by Toni Collette, and his worship of an Iggy Popish rocker named Kurt Wilde, charismatically portrayed by Ewan McGregor. Yet the longer Arthur tries to find the real Brian Slade, the more we grasp that the movie is actually about Arthur's experience of the glam rock era, a utopian moment when sexual identity became fluid and people revealed who they really were by the masks they chose to wear. Like all movies by Todd Haynes, Velvet Goldmine is nothing if not audacious. Whether he's using Barbie dolls to tell the story of Karen Carpenter or exploring environmental illness, Haynes is always subverting our expectations, always looking for ways to bring the avant-garde into the multiplex. Although officially about the 70s rock scene, this new movie begins in outer space, ends in Reagan-era America, and features a cameo by the patron saint of glam rock, Oscar Wilde. A true filmmaker of ideas, Haynes uses Arthur's quest for Slade as a way to explore sexual identity, the history of gay culture, ideas of artifice, and the mechanics of pop stardom. As when Slade's manager, played by comedian Eddie Izzard, explains how you become a pop idol.
That man sitting over there in the white suit is the biggest thing that come out of this country since Sly Beetle. Outside this country, no one knows who the hell he is. You people, you're going to change all that. You guys, you're the actors. It's up to you to change Brian Slade, pop singer, in a Maxwell Demon space age f***ing superstar. Nothing fantastic about it. Why? Because the secret of becoming a star is knowing how to behave like one.
While Velvet Goldmine is the year's brainiest picture, what grabs you first is its sheer joy and spectacle. Haynes clearly adores glam rock's flamboyance, and he uses his movie to celebrate 70s high style. He gives us platform shoes and faces painted with glitter. He gives us hairdos the color of Fruit Loops and silvery costumes that sprout iridescent plumage. He gives us men dressed as women, women dressed as men, and musical numbers so deliriously gaudy, they're like a Hello Dolly revival in Oz. But while the movie's always a joy to watch, the story itself is often cold and abstract, too aware of its intellectual meaning. Haynes never takes us inside his character's juicy passions. The camera lingers on Rhys-Meyers' pouting beauty as Slade, but we never feel the singer's excitement as he seduces the crowd or slides into bed with whoever suits him. We understand how glam helped the journalist Arthur to discover his gayness, but we don't share his quivering thrill as he sees his own forbidden longings enacted on stage. Nor does the movie capture rock and roll's visceral power. Although handsomely mounted, the musical sequences are so studied that I began longing for the bacchanalian energy that Oliver Stone brought to the Doors. Such primal excitement happens here only once, when Kurt Wilde tears off his trousers and dives through flames into the roaring crowd. For all its intellectualism, Velvet Goldmine is about the liberating power of pop culture. It shows how a movement like glam rock can tear through suffocating traditions and offer its fans a doorway to new ways of living. Haynes would clearly like his movie to do the same thing for today's moviegoers. This is a lofty goal, and it leads him to cram too many ideas into a single film. He introduces a key character, a dandyish clever named Jack Ferry, then drops him. He mimics the structure of Citizen Kane, but doesn't deliver a rosebud. He stages so many MTV-ish numbers that eventually swamp the story. But while these flaws drag down the film's second hour, they're a side effect of a willingness to take huge artistic risks. Velvet Goldmine is too ambitious for its own good, But in a week where they're re-releasing The Big Chill as a classic, I won't fault Todd Haynes for aiming too high.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.